my microphone on, David? Can you hear me?
Good morning. Can everybody hear me now? There we go. For a moment, I thought I must have offended David with something heretical at evening prayer in the week, and that he thought it would be far better not to have me speak this morning. It is lovely to be able to welcome each and every one of you on this occasion of having a united benefice service in honour of the remembrance of St. Margaret's founding some 150 or so years ago. Before we begin, I have a couple of brief notices. Firstly, next Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. we have our memorial service, where we remember all those who we love and miss, who have died in recent years or indeed in times long gone, but whose memory we continue to treasure. You're all most welcome to come along and join us for that service, should you wish. It's a lovely occasion to remember those that we have lost in the recent years. The other notice is one to sort of warn you about, which is whilst I would like to think that I am a good and trustworthy person, I've had a number of reports over the last few days of people having emails claiming to be from me, asking for financial help and support. These are not from me. Please don't click any links or go through any processes of giving people money, because it's just another of the scams that are going around at this time. And thank you to all of you who have let me know about this, because it's important that we're careful and aware of it. So with that aside, let us take a moment to remember that we are here in the presence of God to worship this morning. We meet in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you.
And also with you.
Let us stand and sing our first hymn, number 192. Please be seated. Hopefully on your way in, you were given also a piece of paper that is titled Welcoming Our New Licensed Lay Minister. We have come together as the family of God in our Father's presence to offer him praise and thanksgiving, to hear his holy word, to bring before him the needs of the world, to celebrate Holy Communion together, and to ask his forgiveness of our sins. But today we also welcome Linnea Thorpe, who comes to join us as a licensed lay minister in our team. Linnea, today you come to Penn and Tyler's Green to exercise your ministry as a licensed lay minister here amongst us. Do you truly believe that God has called you to this ministry?
I believe that God has called me here, and with his help, I will serve faithfully in this ministry.
Members of the ministry team, I call upon you as representatives of our churches to pledge your support to Linnea as she starts her ministry amongst us.
Linnea. We greet you in the presence of Christ. We welcome your ministry among us. We commit ourselves to work with you in the service of Christ's church and kingdom.
Thank you. And now I turn to you, the good people of this church community. I present Linnea to you, and I invite you to greet her in the name of Christ. Linnea, we welcome you in the name of Christ. May the Lord bless you and make you a blessing among us. Let us offer a round of applause. I'm pleased to be able to say that Linnea was licensed as a licensed lay minister in the Diocese of Norwich around this time last year. And since moving here to this diocese, Bishop Allen has been most keen to be able to extend to her the same license that both Mary and David have. And it is our hope that we will be able to make good use of her, both through preaching and through engaging in many other things. Because if I can, I'd love the chance to put my feet up and just let her do it all. But most of you will only really know Linnea by virtue of her having been my wife and come along here with me. And so, Linnea, I wonder if just for a moment you could share a bit of your story and who you are and why you're so keen to be doing this ministry with us.
So I grew up in Sweden, and my whole family is Swedish, and they all live over there. And actually coming from the Pentecostal church from the start. And in my youth, I was very interested in Japanese, so I also have the experience of living in Japan for about a year and a half while I was an exchange student there. But I kept feeling God's calling on me to, preach his word, to lead people, and journey together with them as they come closer to God and explore their own callings. And so I started studying theology at Örebro School of Theology in Sweden. And while I was there, I did an exchange study in England. And that's how I met Samuel at London School of Theology. And eventually we became a couple, but actually not while I was still there. And I decided to move over to England to make this viable. And through Samuel, I've come into the Anglican Church, although I already loved the Anglican Church through my studies and through my visits in England before. And so I was very happy to join and then explore my own calling within this church setting. And I thought that being an LLM would be the most suitable calling for me at this time. So yes.
Thank you. And so it is my hope that over the coming weeks and months, you'll be able to learn more about Linnea, not just in terms of her own story, but her perspective and her wisdom when it comes to preaching. Because one of the great things about having a whole ministry team is that we don't have just one carbon copy sermon week in, week out. We get different perspectives and different spiritualities, all contributing to the richness of what we have on offer here in this church. And so, to that end, can I ask the ministry team to gather around Linnea, and we'll put a hand on her as we pray for her as she begins this ministry amongst us. Heavenly Father, we ask that by your Holy Spirit you will be present with Linnea as she listens to your voice and preaches your word and ministers your grace, your love, and your compassion amongst us. May she come to find those within Penn and Tyler's Green to whom she can be a real blessing. And may she be blessed as she serves you faithfully. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Next week, Linnea will be preaching at both St. Margaret's here and Holy Trinity. But for now, she is going to lead us in the beginning of our service through our time of confession. So I invite the ministry team to sit and I hand over to you.
Let us prepare our hearts by saying together,
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon, deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Our collect for this, the dedication festival for St. Margaret's. Almighty God, to whose glory we celebrate the dedication of this house of prayer, we praise you for the many blessings you have given to those who worship you here. And we pray that all who seek you in this place may find you, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, may become a living temple acceptable to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We remain seated as we hear from the Bible.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, beginning to read at verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name. Then Moses said, Now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, beginning to read at the first verse. Silas, Paul, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you, and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before God our Father, our God and Father, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell us how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus who rescues us from the coming wrath. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We're going to stand and sing a hymn that helps us to reflect on those themes. But one of the extra nice little details about this hymn is that the name of the tune is St. Margaret's. So let us stand and sing, O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go, 434.
Back alone. up my head. I dare not ask to fly from
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the ways of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one. For you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that belong to God." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. This is the gospel of the Lord. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please be seated? There is a power in the stories we tell about the world, our churches, and indeed ourselves, which endures beyond the intentions of storytellers to become the catalyst of potential, both of blessings and of curses. The stories are not simply the art of fiction found in the mediums of novels, film, poetry, music, and legends, but they are explanations, demonstrations, and inspirations which rhyme deeply within the heart of the human psyche, enabling us to understand and engage with the world around us. This is as true of the news about Israel and Gaza as it is about the inner workings of quantum mechanics, the financial principles of inflation, or the mundane yet tasty realities of baking a cake, or the practicalities of knowing how to plan a bus journey. We are surrounded by stories of every scale, and we contribute to them by telling our own, whether it be passing on our skills and experiences, or by identifying our place and role within the stories around us and taking the initiative to shape what's happening by our lives and actions. Today is no different. We find ourselves gathered as members of the United Benefice of Penn and Tyler's Green on this, the Sunday closest to the anniversary of St. Margaret's consecration, on the 20th of October. In that one sentence, we have layers of stories which could be unpacked like Russian dolls. We have the story of Sir Philip Rose and his struggles to raise the funds and successfully complete the construction of this church, with its changing dimensions and features along the way. There's the story of the patronage and boundaries, of the reluctance of the Reverend Knollys, having already lost Penn Street from the parish of Penn, to lose Tyler's Green as well. There's the story of the name of St. Margaret, which has been given to this church, both as an homage to Sir Philip Rose's wife, but also as an expression of the values of charity that they shared with her namesake, St. Margaret of Scotland, or the prize of faith, which is celebrated in the legend of the martyrdom of St. Margaret of Antioch, famously tortured for her faith before being beheaded. She's often regarded as the patron saint of pregnant women, servant maids, and resistance against diabolical infestations. Or we have the story of the physical building and its contents, the ways it's been extended, shaped, and changed throughout the years. We have the story of the long-anticipated, but only recently realized, reunion of the two churches, coming under Mike Bissett, of a united benefice, entering a new chapter together. And of course, as I look out upon you now, I can see that we have 70 or so separate stories gathered in together as we come to worship God and encourage one another in our faith. Some of us have been here, with this being our spiritual home, for decades. Others of us have arrived in recent times, but found the welcome to be warm and encouraging. And so we find ourselves here this morning, surrounded by stories. In truth, there is no one singular story of St. Margaret's Church. And even if there were, the story of this church is not fixed or static, for history is not content to remain in the past, but rather reaches out to the future to become the present and continue the story on and along. This is something of which I am acutely aware every time I write up a service in the register. We write the date, the time, the kind of service, and how many people were here. I can turn the pages back and see all of the services which have been happening in the past. But I can also turn the pages forwards and see many blank spaces, which one day will be filled with the story of the future as a record of the past. Our story of our life as a church here in this place is therefore a living story. The heritage which we have received is ours to shape and bequeath to those who shall follow. Sometimes the arrival of the next chapter of a story can be marked by two small innocent words which might seem insignificant, but actually point towards a deeper reality. These words are, "and then." For the last year or so before God led our paths to entwine with yours, I have been reflecting on how, in the future, Linnea and I will tell the story of our journey. We had hoped that we would find God's will for us quickly, and that we would be able to leave curacy and get on with things, as it were. And yet we had to be patient. As it turned out, we would have a family situation where it was hugely beneficial to still be in Norfolk and to be able to be close by. Fortunately, by the grace of God, all turned out well. Not long afterwards, we were drawn to explore God's calling here, in God's timing, perhaps not ours. Yet that part of our life will often be summarized by saying, "I served my curacy in the Disc Team Ministry, a team of 11 churches, for 5 years, and then I was appointed vicar of Penn and Tyler's Green." It can be strange to recognize that you are living in a period of your life which will be described as the "and then" part of the story, waiting for and looking for how things will link from the present into the next thing. And in a sense, we are in that strange place together as a church community. As John Daniel was telling me, I am no longer the new vicar. I have been here about 4 months now, and I am just the vicar. And I'm taking the opportunity to get to know you all and to listen for what God is calling us to do together. And I have to confess that I am benefiting enormously from the counsel and guidance of Graham, Mary and David and Gail, as week by week and season by season, they help me to understand what has been happening, whether it be for pet services, for harvest, for remembrance, for Christmas, and so on throughout the year. They have been blessing me by sharing the stories and rhythm of life and worship here in Penn and Tyler's Green, so that I can step into this story and play my part along with each of you. For this is the inescapable truth about being a vicar. It's not about me at all. It's all about you, the people of God worshipping Jesus here in this place, even as you seek to love and bless those whom we live amongst. If anything captures the common thread between all of our stories of St. Margaret's Church, and indeed of our united benefice, it's this story that the church is built for the good of the community around it. It is placed here to enable people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, to discover that God loves them so much that he sent his only Son to die for us, dying for our sins upon the cross, and that by his resurrection from the grave, we have hope in the promise of his salvation. We are offered his Holy Spirit. We are forgiven, healed, redeemed, and invited to share in his story, which is the only story which enables us to navigate all the twists and turns that our journey through life throws at us, both blessings in the good times and hope within the hard times. It can be easy when we think of heritage and history to reduce this story down to the physical buildings, to dates and facts. We have booklets and websites of information which share those things with us, which chart the challenges surrounded by the construction of this building, and I'm sure that in future we will have other such works and projects which we will want to achieve, and we'll have to navigate faculty law and the advice of the Diocesan Advisory Committee and get people on board with our vision for the future. Yet the story of our churches is always more than bricks and mortar. For in the Psalms we hear an anthem which grounds us in the larger story. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labour in vain. This is a verse which rhymes with the theme of the collect for this last week. O God, for as much as without thee we cannot please thee, grant that thy Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. This is a reminder to us that the story of our churches in these places is always greater than our individual human efforts, greater even than our communal collaboration, but rather is always grounded on what God is doing. And I have to tell you, I am excited to see what God will do in this place. I am keen to hear your stories of what God has done and is doing in your lives. I will keep on sharing my testimonies of what God has done in my life and in our community, and I pray that together we can share the story of faith with our friends, neighbours, and even strangers who live and work in Penn and Tyler's Green. In our gospel reading, Jesus advises the Pharisees, who were seeking to trip him up, to pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. On the one hand, this is literally about money, but it's about more than that. It's about our whole attitude to the world and to God. We are to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbours as ourselves. We are to bring our stories before God and invite him to make us a part of his story, to rewrite our futures so that we might rejoice in his salvation and enter into his eternal love. And we are to bring the story of the gospel, both as it is in the pages of the Bible and in the pages of our lives, to those in the world around us. By doing these things, our churches will discover afresh the power of the story of God to bless us and guide us. We have been here for many years. we will be here for many more, to the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
So let us pray. Before we may come to our own prayers, let's pray a prayer for the benefice, which you'll find on your sheet, on your surgeons' notices. Don't forget to conclude Linear. Almighty God,
we thank you that you are leading our benefice into a new season of our shared life together. We pray for our ministry team, for Samuel, our vicar, and for Graham, Mary, David, and Linnea, together as they lead us into worship and prayer. We pray for our church wardens, David, Catherine, Oliver, and Paul. Be with them and our PCCs as they serve you faithfully by supporting our church churches. We also pray for ourselves, asking that you will be with us in our lives in such a way that our communities of Penn and Tyler Green may see the glimpse of your love made known to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. So let us pray together and focus our gaze on the great God of our making as we pour out to him our own prayers. Lord of all, give your church such maturity and wisdom that we may not be swayed from our purpose and called by trivialities or worldly pressures, but know increasingly our dependence on you in all things, and proclaim your gospel with steadfastness and with joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father God, we are living in a dangerous and violent world. We pray for all people who are suffering in Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, and many other parts of the world. Give to them the knowledge of your love. Lord of all, give to all monarchs, leaders, and leaders of state graciousness and integrity, that all in power and authority may undertake their duties in a spirit of humility, that the oppressed may find a voice, and the nations work together for the good of the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all, give to our homes and places of work your harmony and peace. Give us grace to respect one another and ourselves in the way we talk and think, and in the way we behave. Father, speak your peace into the hearts of all who are agitated, anxious, or confused. Lay your hands of healing on all who are ill, and let them know your reassurance and love. For you, O Lord, are the ground of our being. We pray especially for Oliver Heal, Amanda Ricketts, Marjorie Barber. We pray also for those who have lost loved ones. And a short period of silence, we bring to you those we know who need you at this time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all, welcome into your kingdom all who have kept faith and now can lay their burdens down. May they rest in your peace forever. Loving Father, the order and complexity of creation sings your praise, and we give voice to it now as we offer to you our song of lives rededicated to the work of your kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I invite you to stand with me and confess our faith together. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sakes he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. Let us remain standing as we sing our next hymn. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea. Number 1187.
Strong, a perfect plea. To share in my praise.
Lord God, you have opened to us the Scriptures. Grant that in the breaking of this bread, we may recognize the Word made flesh, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy, at all times and in all places, to give you thanks and praise. Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, for he is your living Word. Through him you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin, giving him to be born of a woman and to die upon the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a people for your own possession. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself, made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith with thanksgiving. All are welcome to the rail to receive communion, but if you'd rather come just for a blessing, please bring your order of service and keep your hands down so that I know. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in this, your house, you have fed us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Preserve us as a witness to your hope and glory, as we praise your Son, Jesus, who is united with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Together we say, Father of all, we give you thanks and praise, that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In a moment we are about to stand and sing our final hymn, O Jesus I Have Promised, which is number 418. But before we sing, you may be aware of a moment of disruption at the back. Let us just say a quick prayer for God's health and blessing with us. O Lord, we thank you that you oversee every area of our lives, and we pray that you will be with us and sustain us in good times as well as bad. We pray especially for those in need of medical help, asking that you will bless all those who care for them, and that you will look after them and bless them. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So let us stand and sing. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Sense clear and still, above the storms of passion, the murmurs of so thrill. O speak to reassure me, to hasten or control. O speak and make me listen, thou guardian of my soul. We are surrounded by stories at every point. Let our stories be folded into God's story, and let the story of this church be folded into the story of this community within which we live, that we may be a blessing to them, as God is a blessing to us. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.